Shalom, Rabbi Galperin.
How are you, Ilan?
I'm fine. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, thank God. Always good.
Good. So, Parashat Mishpatim.
Parashat Mishpatim, yeah. It's an interesting parasha, because it talks about a lot of different laws. You know, following the revelation at Sinai, God legislates a series of laws for the Jewish people in regards to the penalties for murder, for kidnapping, for theft, civil laws pertaining to the granting of loans and the responsibilities of that, and the rules of governing the conduct of justice by the court of law. So it sort of gives us a understanding in regards to that. Also goes and talks about the laws warning against mistreatment of foreigners, the observance of the seasonal holidays, you know, the special gifts, fruits and baptism we bring up to the Holy Temple, the prohibition against cooking meat and milk, the mitzvah of prayer. There's a lot of different things. As well as God talks about how the Jews are going to eventually inherit the land of Canaan.
Yeah, the Holy Land.
Correct. And we see that the Almighty God told the Jewish people that they will not inherit the land of Canaan immediately. It will be to their benefit that the conquest of the land, the promised land, will be very gradual, and to settle the land successfully would take time. And they were cautioned that they better have patience, because the pasuk tells us that God is telling the Jews that I shall not drive them away from you in a single year, lest the land become desolate and the wildlife of the field multiply against you. Little by little shall I drive them away from you until you become fruitful and make the land your heritage. That's what the pasuk says.
Yeah, he waits so they will be ready.
Correct.
Like a fruit.
Exactly. Correct. And that's what God is doing it more in a gradual way, that the way that we're going to enter and get the promised land. And you know, a lot of people think, you know, have this overnight sensation you know, these types of things don't necessarily last. Slow and steady, step by step, the gradual approach usually enjoys the longer period of it lasts longer, and normally it ends in a success. And every Jew has a share in the promised land. And when I say that, I don't only mean geographically, but spiritually as well, because it's brought down in the Medrash and in holy books. Yeah. There's a piece of Jerusalem inside each of us.
Yeah.
We all have the capacity for holiness, sanctity, spirituality, but sometimes we may be discouraged from beginning the journey, not only going to the real land, but to our own personal promised land. Because, you know, the road seems very long, and there's a lot of challenges, and in this, God is giving us a very wise word of encouragement, which he's saying, don't expect overnight miracles. Don't say, I have a whole country to conquer, how will I do it? We should rather have the philosophy and the mindset to say, where should I start today? Don't look at the end of the road. Look at the first few steps we need to take right now. Tomorrow, we'll take a few more steps, and the next day, we'll take a few more steps. And before long, the whole land will be ours. And that's what God was trying to help us and tell us. You know, if you ask a very, very optimistic person that's, you know, embarking on a new adventure to start a new entrepreneur, he's starting a new business.
Yeah.
And if someone's going to go and ask him and say, are you a millionaire? He wouldn't say no. Most probably, the most time that he'll say, not yet, I'm working on it. And that should really be the same in our Jewish journeys. Not that no we're not there yet, or we're not going to be doing it, but not more on the fact that not yet. We're getting there. You know, there used to be a very famous German Jewish philosopher. His name was Franz Rosenzweig.
Yeah.
And he was at that stage of his life. He was a young man, and he was really considering opting out of Judaism completely. But his intellectual mind compelled him to at least do a proper examination of Judaism first. So he went first to the synagogue, and as it happened, experienced a very, very uplifting spiritual transformation. And he went on to become a serious student of Judaism. And is told, and people speak about it, people that were there, people that heard, that when Rosenzweig was once asked, do you put on tefillin? His answer was not yet. Not no, but not yet.
Yeah.
And there's a very, very critical difference between the two. Because if you look, no implies that I'm not doing it now, nor do I have any plans to do it anytime soon. And not yet means that, while presently I may not be there, but I'm still open to the suggestion.
Yeah.
And hopefully the time will soon come when I'll be ready to make that decision of doing whatever, maybe putting on the film and praying, keeping Shabbat kosher, whatever it may be in my daily observance. And the not yet approach is a very good one. Because there is no one who does it all. We all have room for growth. No matter who we are, we all have room for growth. And we should all want to aspire to be higher. You know, in business, if we're just happy with, I'm a salesman, but that's what I'm happy with. No, you aspire. You become a salesman, you want to become a manager, and then a CEO. You know, you have aspirations because you want to become higher. And if we don't practice a particular good deed at the moment, there is no reason why we cannot begin doing it in the near future. If I don't have an aspiration to be able to want to do something, I'll never be able to start it. So we have to always constantly remember that we can't be discouraged by how long it's going to take us to get there. We have to start with small little baby steps, and that will keep us moving. It might take us a while, but we're going to get there. And that's what God was telling the Jews, is don't be discouraged. You are going to conquer the land, and it's going to be more beneficial for you. The way that we're doing is you're going to conquer the land. You're going to take it slowly. You're going to be able to be ready. You're going to be able to, that when you move in, you're ready to go. Not now, I have to start thinking about this and thinking about that. That's what God is telling us to do. So, if someone asks us, are we doing this in religion yet? Are we, anything, whether it be keeping kosher, whether it be doing tefillin, or whether we go into synagogue, whatever it may be in our lives, everyone has room to grow, is we shouldn't say no. We should say not yet, because there's always room to be able to grow our spirituality. And with that, it grows our life with our family and in connection with God. And that's something so important that I think that we can learn out of this week's Torah portion.
Yeah. So Purim is coming soon.
Purim's around the corner. It's about 3 weeks or so, and we're having our annual big Purim dinner and event at the JCC, which is being put on by the Jewish Student Center. And it's in the JCC, in the Jewish Community Center. We do it in the big gym. And that's open and to the whole community.
And this year it's the Wild West, the theme.
Yeah. We've done Chinese and we've done Hawaiian, and this year we decided we're going to do Purim in the Wild West. So I hope everyone gets their cowboy boots and their cowboy hats and their horses, and you're going to come hee-hawing into the JTC. But it's going to be March 8th at 5 o'clock. We're going to have a Megillah reading, the Scroll of Esther. We're going to read that. Whoever hasn't heard it that day, it's going to be with a simultaneous live show for the kids with pictures and of the story while the Megillah is being read.
Oh, that's nice.
And then at 5:30, we're going to have the Purim starting with the whole Wild Western buffet, and there'll be music and a lot of food, and so it's going to be a lot of fun, as usual. And throughout the year so far, we've had beautiful crowds, so I encourage everyone to come and experience the the holiday of Purim. And we do ask anyone, please, that is coming to please RSVP so we can tell Mazal, our caterer,
yeah,
how many people to expect so we make sure we have enough food. So you can either email me, windsorrabbi@gmail.com, or you can call 519-256-2572, and that's March 8th at 5 o'clock. So we're hoping everyone will come out and enjoy the festivities of Purim.
That's great. And we will mention it again so everybody will know.
Definitely.
And thank you, Rabbi. Thank you for this interview.
Thank you. And, you know, now we're streaming live from Windsor.
We're what? Sorry?
Said we're streaming live from Windsor. We're not over the border anymore.
No, now you're here.
So
that's good. It's good to have you here.
Yeah. Baruch Hashem. Thank God.
Good. So, Shabbat Shalom.
Yeah, and we will talk, God willing, next week. Have a great week.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.